letting as many bad words or ugly words as they can.
Miss Polly, they get it from the parents.
Yeah.
I've heard parents cuss their children.
Yeah.
Well, now when you do that, you train the child. Yeah. It's going to pick up what you say. Because uh-huh. they think if you can say it, he's supposed to say it.
Uh-huh.
I hear women call their children, "You little bitch, you.
Yeah.
You little half of you." And you see?
You little bastard.
And if you know now, notice, ain't nothing getting in trouble but killing people but 16 and 20 year old boys.
I know it.
They had one down there when they killed them 6 year week old, a couple of weeks ago. You remember them three couple boys?
Yeah,
killed
yeah.
Six people. Six mm-hmm. white people.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah, God, now they're talking about having a row again. And I said, well, nothing get hurt but them. 68, when Luther King was killed, they started that row here, and the Negroes started, young boys got out there. I was up there in the Urban Tower. They set 56 fires yeah. in 2 hours time.
But you know,
six colored boys.
I don't think they were all from Augusta. I think
they were from right up down the same hill, because some of them was kin to my niece.
They were?
Sure they were. I know they were one of them.
Well, why would they burn cotton?
We didn't kill Cain, he wasn't killed yet. What has they done about poor Kennedy, the Kennedy brother? The white people ain't cut up and tried to kill nobody about them. And they didn't care that much about Martin Luther King because they didn't know him. The FBI's killed, or the Ku Klux Klan's killed Cain. And the FBI, I got the paper up there right now to show you.
The FBI
told Cain to commit suicide. He was messed up in some kind of mess, and his wife too. Correct.
I know that.
Because they kidnapped her one time. And they went to kill his daddy, but he wasn't in the church, and he killed his mama. Well, now who killed his brother? Earl Ray was in jail, and they drowned his brother in his own pool. Martin Luther King, brother.
Yeah. Well,
but I don't know them papers up there to show that stuff.
But I didn't know the Ku Klux Klan was in it.
Yeah, they was in it. And you know they done riled up again now since these Negroes been trying to run over these white folks. And I'm glad they is.
I know they're rising, but they never rise for any good.
Miss Polly, if it wasn't for the white folks, what would we poor colored folks have?
Plenty.
No, you wouldn't. We getting it from the white people. Where we got any money?
Where has anybody got any money?
The white folks got all the money.
That's the trouble.
And it's made in the White House.
Who are you going to vote for president now? That's going to
I don't vote for nobody. I let God do my voting.
Well, I'm about to do the same thing.
The Lord took care of me these 76 years. And all I say, Jesus, as long as you give me a roof over my head and a piece of bread, I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. I don't pick at the white people.
Well,
These niggas they got under tables. Ooh, Miss Murphy would have fit
if she was thinking about that.
She can't stand it. But I know they are, and the nigger is in the Bible.
Well, yes.
It's called Peter Nigger.
And
Solomon was a black man. He said, look not upon me because I'm black.
Yeah. Not black.
And she hate for you to say nigger.
I know it. But you see, she ain't been here long enough.
I know.
Nigger is low. Black, up black. It's just like society.
Nigger just like King used to say it. I looked it up because Martin Luther King come right there to Tabernacle Church. They give him $4,000.
They did?
They had never seen him before. Miss Polly, that was a church right there. All the rich white people used to go there and fill that church up on the hill. Roland Hayes would come in and sing. They'd buy tickets.
Yeah.
And Wings Over Jordan.
Yeah.
And they'd go there and help that church out.